Listen to this Ross Report podcast for all the updates. Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome back to another Patriots Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's Friday, June 22nd, right here at Gillette Stadium, and we have Paul Perillo, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart, and a special little guest you'll get to hear. They're all talking about the roster report and what's been going on with Chris Brown.
Thanks, Lori. Back here at a quiet week at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com roster report. Not a lot going on. A lot of people, this is sort of the quiet time of the year. Coaches will start to get some vacation time. Players finishing up the offseason program this week, and then they'll get some time off. So there are not a lot of transactions to report in terms of guys coming to the Patriots at this point. No official moves this week. But one name that did ink to a contract was Chris Brown, re-signed with the Tennessee Titans. And he's been a guy that's sort of been on the Patriots' radar. They had contract talks with him. He was mulling offers from a few different teams, but ended up going back to Tennessee. And that sort of leaves a hole at backup running back for the Patriots right now. Guys, do you think they bring in another veteran at this point, or are we going to see these running backs just battle it out for the roles this year?
I think this is it. There's not a lot of guys out there. I thought Chris Brown would have been a perfect fit, but I'll tell you who ruined that. Lendale White. Because Tennessee was so worried about Lendale White, and I think Brown looked at the situation and said, you know what, I'm going to be able to start here now.
And Tennessee would be fine if they had listened to Tom Casale and Andy Hart and say, don't touch the guy with a 10-foot pole. Well, we came back from the combine.
Well, not only they did that, but then they drafted Tom's other buddy from Arizona, right?
Right.
Chris Henry?
Chris Henry.
But they could actually just listen to Lendale White when he said he gained 30 pounds in a month eating his mother's cooking. But there seems to be some trouble there with White, and Brown saw the opportunity. He might be able to start there. I think if they had an established runner, I think there was a good chance he could have came here because he would have been a nice fit here for the Patriots.
Right, yeah, I mean, if you look at it, he's got to be the favorite, I would think, to start there. With Lendale White, you can't count on, and who knows what Chris Henry is. I mean, he's the starter.
I think he's the most talented of those backs in Tennessee. Yeah. I just don't, you know, Tom and I talk about this a lot. Going all the way back to his days at Colorado, you couldn't rely on him for the long haul because he always got hurt. He had concussion problems in college. He's never been able to put together a full season. He's been a 1,000-yard back as a pro.
Right.
But you can't rely on him week in and week out. And that's the worry that we have here with Maroney. We know we have a talented running back. The question, and it's probably a little bit unfair because he's so young, we don't know yet. But the question that everybody has is how durable he's going to be.
And if Chris Brown could stay healthy, I think he'd be a very good NFL back. It's just like you said, Paul, they can't depend on him. And that's why he's looked at as a backup by most teams.
And as listeners may have heard in the background, with B-Lo on vacation and out for the week, we brought in a more knowledgeable football
talented
boy. That's the young Will Perillo you hear in the background.
He has every bit as much of the ego, though, that the of his replacement.
I think he's more talented. Got a brighter future than B-Lo moving forward. Another interesting topic, again, with no real moves going on, NFL Europa coming to an end. Danny Boger had a successful season over there. Speaking with Josh Miller at minicamp, I asked him about competition and the whole Sauerbrunn thing when he was here, not here, would have had veteran competition. Is that a legitimate competition? Because in Josh Miller's mind, the way he put it was, there's 32 jobs in this league. I know I'm one of the best 32 punters. I'll have a job somewhere. If they start to worry about age or cap and something happens, I feel confident I'll have a job somewhere. Is that a competition, or is Josh Miller the punter for this season?
In my mind, it's not a competition. He's the punter for this season.
That's how I feel.
I don't see how they would give him even the smallest roster bonus if they had any concerns whatsoever about him. I think he's their guy. Now, had Sauerbrunn still been here, I think there maybe would have been a little bit more of a legitimate competition, but I don't see them handing the reins over to one of these untested guys. I could see them, sticking around in the practice squad again. I don't think both of them the way they finished last year, but one of them could.
Well, Malone struggled a little bit over there, so I think Boger's clearly the better punter.
And they do punt a lot there. So.
Right. And you know, it's it's a good point. But the other thing is we heard a lot about from people, about practice last year. We're talking about practice now all of a sudden, but those guys didn't handle that little audition they had before Sauerbrunn came in very well when they had some pressure on them, knowing that Miller was out, knowing that Ken Walter was on the way out, and they didn't handle that little audition well. So it'd be interesting to see if they get a little bit more pressure on them. I'm sure Bill's going to play up that competition to see how they handle it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would slightly disagree is what you said, Paul, about the practice. Boger was a pretty good punter in college. Maybe he's gotten those butterflies out of his stomach, and if he comes in and just starts lighting up training camp, then maybe as the preseason goes on, we have a competition. But I agree with you guys that he would have to make up a lot of ground because I think Miller's the clear cut.
Oh, he'd have to dramatically outkick Josh Miller in camp to have any sniff of sticking around. But like I said, I do see him staying on the practice squad if he does perform well during the summer. It just makes sense. Just like, you know, with that 8-man team, you know, and Bill talked about it a couple of years ago when the newly expanded 8-man practice squad, it leaves you options to have guys like an extra quarterback there. You know, a kicker specialist type that you wouldn't normally want to do because you want to have your practice guys, your practice bodies, wide receivers, defensive backs, linebackers, and whatnot.
And one other note on Miller, he also spoke about how he had gotten into a bad habit of, quote, jamming himself on his punts, and the drop was too close to him, and that's what he's really been working on. Beyond rehabbing, he had the shoulder injury, may have had a leg injury last year. Beyond coming back from the injury, he said he's worked a lot on his form and not jamming himself and working on better drops. So maybe you'll see him bounce back, because even beyond the injury, he was having a struggle.
He was
last
struggling
year.
The month before he was actually out of the lineup.
So, but as I said to start it off, not a lot of moves going on. So we're talking about punting competition, NFL Europa, and guys signing with other teams.
Well, I will throw one thing in there. Like you said, nothing going on. A couple of Patriots ties to NFL Europa, the World Bowl. Sean Mayer, former Patriots safety, played a little bit in the Super Bowl against Carolina when Rodney Harrison and Eugene Wilson were injured. He's playing in the World Bowl, as is Scott McCready, who was a wide receiver who was on the practice squad for about 16 years here in New England.
He's an NFL Europe Hall of Famer, doubt, right?
Oh, yeah. So
those two guys are the poster boy of the league.
I wonder how many World Bowls he's been in, because he plays every year.
Every year he plays there. He's from, what, England? That's a nice little story.
Yeah.
Nice little story.
So
over
Speedy
there.
McCready, he's in the World Bowl too, and linebackers coach for one of the teams, Hamburg, I think, is Eugene Lockhart, who Tom is I'm sure fond of. Played with Dallas. Eugene, the Hit Machine, also finished his career here in New England as a linebacker. So some Patriots ties there for you.
And Will Perillo,
you're talking a little bit too
play.
Loud, is what you're doing,
so
buddy.
The PFW boys are going to put a wrap on another roster report. Back to Lori.
All right, thanks once again, guys. Don't forget to keep joining us every Friday right here on Patriots.com for a brand new Patriots Roster Report podcast. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!